He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the last day of June. Tomorrow we begin the third quarter of 2020. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it looks like a drift lower here in the futures this morning so far. A lot of that is Boeing, as usual. Dow futures down 100 right now to 25,397, but we had a big day in the market yesterday. Kind of a surprising day. However, it was mostly Boeing, okay? I didn't see participation amongst the leadership stocks. I saw the gambling stocks coming back into fashion yesterday and Boeing, and that was about it. The NASDAQ futures down about 24 points right now with 23 minutes before we open the market here. S&P 500 futures right now are down about 10 points. So not seeing a whole lot of green in the market today. However, we remain above 10,000 or 3,000 in the S&P. The Dow remains above 25,000, and the NASDAQ is toying with 10,000. I'm going to call that pretty stiff resistance right now. It just seems to me that that NASDAQ 10,000 mark may be time for a pause there. We'll see if it can break through there with any kind of authority. I don't see that happening today or tomorrow or even next week, but we'll see. You know, I think earnings season will have a lot to do with that. Crude oil down 69 cents today, 39.01 on crude oil on the heels of a big driving weekend. Gold down a buck, 17.80. And right now that 10-year bond is at, well, rally in the bond market, 0.62% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from beautiful Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where yesterday they voted to, we have to wear masks to pharmacies and groceries. That's where we stand right here. In Charleston, it is mask everywhere. So don't know what your town is, but seems to be a lot of movement towards either slowing down the reopening of America, stopping the reopening of America, mandatory mask, all kinds of different things. Where I see the crowds are the bars. That's just me, just watching, just driving down the streets, being an observer. I see the crowds in the bars. Could that be why it's hitting young people? I don't know. I think young people tend to hang out at the bars, although I've known some friends of mine that were up there in age that also hang out at the bars, too. You know, they're not immune. That seems to me to be a problem right now. I was in Walmart last night. It's hard for me to imagine that I'm going to pass close enough to anybody there. I don't know. You know, we're pretty far apart at Walmart. So anyways, we'll see how this all plays out. We had a big day yesterday in the market. The S&P was up 1.5%. The Dow was up 2.3%. And the NASDAQ was up 1.2%. It really gathered steam after the radio show because the market was kind of languishing before that point in time. But as I looked at the end of the day at the biggest gainers in the NASDAQ, oh, it was like the hotels, the airlines, the casino stocks, right? The Robin Hood crowd, I guess, gambling on these stocks. It wasn't really the leadership stocks. It wasn't the Amazons. It wasn't the Apples of the world. Instead, it was the so-called gambling stocks. And in the Dow, it was mostly Boeing, which was up 14% yesterday. They did fly the plane. They tested it. They did some spins and some, you know, different kinds of maneuvers up there in the air over Seattle. I don't know how it went, but it certainly impacted the market, and it also impacted a lot of the suppliers to Boeing. We'll go through some of those here in a bit. From a macro point of view here, we've reached the halfway point in the year. The quarter, the one of the worst quarters in the history of the market will come to an end today. Most of the quarter, we had our economy totally shut down. And, of course, this coming quarter is not exactly going to be robust. We're off to a very slow start with a lot of delays in the reopening, a lot of setbacks in the reopening of the economy. And I would continue to say, and looking at the predominant technical pattern in the market right now, no, I'm still bullish on the market, but I just think in the short term, we're overdue for some kind of a pause in the market, and we could be seeing that here beginning. The market's also looking ahead. We're not that far off. 3 months and a few days until the big presidential election. Another thing that I look at as an indicator is my own database of 5,200 different securities. I currently have 623 B-plus or better stocks in my database. That's still a high number. However, 1 week ago, I had 992. And that led me to say, you know, the market's just a little too hot here for me. Maybe time to get out of the kitchen just a little bit. It's getting pretty hot in here. But we're down from 992 to 623. What's the average? Well, in a normal market, I have about 300 to 400 B-plus or better ranked stocks. That means they've entered into buy territory. Anything B-plus or better, a B-plus is a weak buy, an A is a buy, and an A-plus is a A minus is a buy, A is a strong buy, and A plus is just like, wow, this thing is red hot right here. But I normally have about 300 to 400 of those, and I still have 623, but we're down from 992 last week. I also look at my A plus momentum list. We had the biggest, longest list that I've ever seen about a week ago. And the reason that was we hit the 3 month anniversary of the low in the market back on March 23rd, actually. We hit that a week ago today. There were a lot of stocks that had torrid three-month runs, which were just unbelievable, off the charts. My A-plus momentum, which takes a look more at just the short-term momentum of the stocks, and they are ranked in order of strength. When you pull up my A-plus momentum list, I do it on a daily basis. Those are charts I want to see. I really want to see what's underneath that list. But today I have 547 A-plus or better momentum. 1 week ago I had 931. That's a record. I've never seen that many A-plus momentum stocks. And you think, wow, where did all this momentum come from all of a sudden with COVID out there? Where's the disconnect? The market looks forward. Well, the market was way too hot a week ago. I said it was way too hot. It has settled down a little bit. I think it has some more settling to do. My normal A-plus momentum list has about 150 to 250, and we're still at 547 as of today. Well, Boeing is definitely impacting the market today. I think it got a downgrade. Let's see. It's been quite a volatile. Certification flights begin for Boeing after a steep sell-off. Yeah, Boeing got whacked on Friday, and that was a big reason behind the market 700-point drop last Friday. But it was also the reason behind the Dow's 400-point rise yesterday. We did get some fresh data overnight pointing to a strengthening recovery for China's manufacturing sector, if you can believe the reports coming out of China. Today we'll get earnings from FedEx and ConAgra. Yesterday we got earnings from Micron, which were better than expected. Overnight, the Asian markets did well, while the European markets were slightly down. China ignores threats to impose Hong Kong security law. Oh no, they're cracking down. Here comes the hammer down on Hong Kong, and that's not going to help the Hong Kong stocks, or is it going to help the China stocks? China has approved a landmark national security law for Hong Kong on the eve of the 23rd anniversary, marking the territory's return to Chinese rule. This is Bill Gunderson. A lot to talk about, some big developments and some stocks I like. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter. Dow futures down 131 right now. S&P futures down 11. And NASDAQ futures down 26 right now. That's a quarter of a percent. Pending home sales. Wow. Huge rebound in May. In fact, a stunning rebound. Plus 44.3%. 11.3% gain was the consensus. That's an economic number that blew away expectations. Well, Jerome Powell, who is testifying before Congress today discussing the CARES Act and the coronavirus, he acknowledges that we have entered an important new phase of economic recovery after the COVID-19 lockdowns, but he calls the economy's path forward extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part of our success in containing the virus. I know all the beaches are closed in California on this 4th of July weekend coming up. Powell points that while there are some positive signs, 20 million Americans have still lost their jobs. Well, that's been a tough go for all the folks losing their jobs. Goldman Sachs says a national mask mandate could save GDP from a 5% cut. This is Goldman Sachs. A national mandate to wear face masks could save the U.S. economy from additional lockdowns that would knock 5% off of GDP, according to a Goldman Sachs note. That comes from Goldman's chief economist, Jan Hatzius, and his team found that the link between the face mask and COVID-19 health and economic outcomes is significant. First 737 MAX certification test flight takes off. Boeing was up over 10% yesterday. I know it's down in the pre-market, however, today. The test flight is the first of three expected this week to evaluate Boeing's proposed changes to its automated flight control system. Well, you know me, I don't like turning over portfolio management to an automated flight control system. And more than one fishing boat leaving the San Diego Harbor, my former hometown, has been put on autopilot in the wee hours of the morning and crashed into the Coronado Islands, which are about 10 miles offshore there off of San Diego. maybe I don't want my pilot putting the flight into total on automated flight control either. Well, I'm going to stick by my portfolios. I definitely don't want that in automated robot's hands. No way. Not me. Boeing announced just a month ago that it has resumed production of the 737 MAX, so they must be pretty confident. Problem is, we've sure lost a lot of airline passengers in the interim, haven't we? Not as many around these days. And, of course, you know, with the Boeing 737 taking flight again, at least in the test phase, Spirit AeroSystems, Triumph Group, Astronix, Hexcel, Honeywell, Common Aerospace, Howmet Aerospace, HEICO, TransDigm, all of these companies, even L3 Harris, are also perking up, hoping that there will be some sort of comeback. And then here's the reason I think that Boeing is down today. Norwegian Air cancels purchases of Boeing planes. They issued a termination notice. Oh, that's never a good letter to get. For 97 planes, including 92 of the 737 MAX and 5 Dreamliners. Norwegian Air also filed a legal claim seeking the return of pre-delivery payments related to the aircraft and compensation for losses related to grounding of the 737 MAX. So Norwegian Air not happy with Boeing canceling an order for 97 planes in all. And that's the biggest reason you're seeing the futures down today. You see how it's all connected. The Facebook conundrum continues. The Facebook boycott continues. I don't have any position in Facebook right now. Facebook was a big part, however, of the turnaround in the NASDAQ. Facebook actually was down considerably, turned around, finished up for the day. You saw a major turnaround in the NASDAQ yesterday. Those seem to be the two big players right now driving the market. In the Dow, it's Boeing. As Boeing goes, so goes the Dow. And in the NASDAQ, it seems to be Facebook. As Facebook goes, so goes the Dow or the NASDAQ. Now they're losing a big customer. Microsoft has suspended its U.S. advertising on Facebook. Microsoft suspending its media spending due to placements of its ads next to unspecified, inappropriate content. The tech giant is speaking with Facebook leadership. There's a lot of pressure being applied to Zuckerberg. The tech giant is speaking with Facebook leadership about what it would take to resolve the situation. For now, Microsoft expects the suspension to last through August. Well, many other companies such as Starbucks, Clorox recently, Adidas, Nike, Ford, ConAgra, they're all pausing their social media advertising. And that includes Twitter, too, don't forget. It's Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat. To some extent, Twitch suspends Trump under hateful conduct policy. Well, Twitch, I believe, is owned by Amazon, which is Jeff Bezos. It's not the president's primary channel of communication, but game streaming focused Twitch has suspended President Trump from the service for violating its policy against hateful conduct. Trump had joined Twitch last fall, using it to stream video from rallies. Also today, Reddit banned Donald Trump. The Donald community, a popular forum for Trump supporters. Boy, is there any analyst out there that doesn't like Amazon right now? I think it's like, this is the one. I think all of this money just continues to pour into the market into about three stocks, it would seem. Amazon gets a street-high target as coronavirus spreads. Amazon holds the key capabilities and amid the coronavirus, and the Monas Crespi Hart raises its target price to $3,500. On the online shopping giant, Amazon closed yesterday at 2,680. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Boy, the market has opened much, much better than the futures were indicating. Look at that. The NASDAQ is now positive by 20 points. The Dow's still down 38 right now, not the 150 or so that it was down earlier. So we've got a decent open to the market this morning. Most of the down is in the Dow, and that, I think, is probably mostly Boeing here as they get an order cancellation from Norwegian Air, 97 aircraft. That's a pretty big order. I'd hate to be the salesman, you know, that sold that, made that sale and got was counting on his commission, you know, coming in. Then he gets the bad news. Guess what? They canceled the order. Get back on the phones, Jack. Anyways, we've got India banning TikTok. Now, that's another problem in the world that isn't really grabbing the headlines, but it's out there, the tiff between India and China, border tensions, and India bans TikTok. They ban TikTok, which is a Chinese app. Simon Property Group, they own all of the malls. Boy, I just don't know about Simon Property Group. I know there's a lot of people that love the dividend yield and all this and that. Is that a flourishing industry, the malls right now? I don't see it. The Dow just positive, up 7, NASDAQ up 25. How do you like that? You can't keep a good market down. Well, Simon Property Group, SPG, is resuming their quarterly dividend. And I see that, you know, there's a class of investors. I especially see them, a large community of investors on Seeking Alpha, that think that the Holy Grail is a stock that pays a dividend. Well, you know what? I look at total return. I've seen some terrible total return on stocks that pay a dividend. Generally speaking, the life cycle of a company is, you know, private offering, blah, blah, blah. If it's lucky, they go public. If they go public, they're a small cap. Then maybe they grow into a mid cap. If they've really got something good, they start growing really rapidly, become a large cap someday. And then the growth starts to peak at the AT&T's and the Cisco's and the IBMs of the world, and all they got left to do is offer people a dividend to keep them hanging around, you know, as investors. Because most people, you're going to get the vast majority of your appreciation from capital appreciation, not from dividends. Let's not forget that when a company pays a dollar dividend, let's say, the stock also goes down a dollar that day, you know. It's not free money. You lost a dollar of your value of the stock, but you gained a dollar and a check sent to you. So, yeah, you know what? You go ahead, play those big dividend players. I'm going to avoid them like the plague. You're not going to get alpha. It's very difficult to get alpha, you know, a return that is better than the market with a big, stodgy, slow-growing aircraft carrier like IBM or AT&T. I'm sorry. Well, I don't like this news out of the UK because I think this is the cause of our problems here in the US with the respike in COVID. Pubs and restaurants. Pubs are pretty popular from what I understand in the United Kingdom. That's where half of my ancestors, one-fourth of my ancestors from England, but way back in the 1820s, pubs and restaurants will reopen in the United Kingdom on the 4th of July as social distancing rules are eased. You know what I'm going to say next? I would expect a spike in COVID coming to the UK starting about the 7th of July. 1 in 3 adults is expected to visit a pub in the first week after they reopen in a burst of pent-up demand. Boy, howdy, I'll bet there's a lot of that around London town. Pubs and restaurants in England can reopen both outdoors and indoors in what government calls a COVID-secure way. Is there such a thing? I don't know. With more hand washing, ventilation, and table service indoors rather than customers standing at a shared bar. Okay, we'll see how it goes. I think that's been one of the big reasons for the comeback of COVID here. Now, my wife and I went out yesterday just driving around. I'd like to see the city, how it's doing. And we have a very popular area here in Mount Pleasant called Shem Creek. It's a bunch of restaurants on either side of a big, large saltwater creek. And it's mostly bar-oriented type stuff, you know. I looked at the people at that bar. They were packed. Okay, whatever. To me, that's where the problem's coming from. Anyways, Wells Fargo, they're sorting out the winners and the losers in the reopening. And they're going back to the old standbys, the stores where people hoard. Kroger's, BJ Wholesale, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Five Below, those kinds. And staying away from the soft line retails, the Boot Barns of the world, Williams and Sonoma, those kinds of things. So it's interesting, you know, even in the retail space, you have winners and you have losers. It's a stock picker's market, more so than I've ever seen. New Jersey pauses their reopening. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, we've decided to postpone indoor dining indefinitely. Now, my wife and I, we ate indoors at a restaurant. There was nobody in our space, nobody in our face, nobody within 12 feet of us. I guess it depends on the restaurants. In a similar vein, California Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday ordered the closing of bars in seven counties, including Los Angeles. Boy, Bud Light sales are going to soar this weekend. In New York, Governor Cuomo and New York City Mayor de Blasio are mulling doing the same thing with indoor dining as Murphy is doing. AMC, theaters. Boy, you talk about a hard-hit industry. What industry hasn't been hit hard? The movie industry? Hollywood? Oh, man. Going to theaters, making movies, it's all shut down. AMC is delaying their opening a couple of weeks to July 30th now, a month from now. How about this little stock Workhorse? I saw an interview this morning with Trevor Milton about his coming truck. He's a promoter, let me tell you. Maybe he's even better than Elon Musk. I've seen some promoters in my day. Elon Musk is a great promoter, but Trevor Milton, he's got promotional blood in him, let me tell you. He was describing his truck, Nikola. He says, look, when you run out of electric power, you can switch over to the hydrogen fuel cells. And he says the water that comes out of the fuel cells is so clean, we run it through a refrigeration system, and you can have an ice-cold drink of water in your truck cab while you're driving along, passing all the gas stations and going, nah, 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 and no need for gas in his. But he's a couple years down the road. We'll see if he can produce. Musk has one thing over him. Musk has produced. Milton has not produced yet. And then you got Workhorse in there. Workhorse stock is just blasting off. WKHS. It was up 48. Look at that thing. Holy cow. If you're asking where the Robin Hood crowd is today and what they're buying today, they're buying Workhorse Group. Now, Workhorse makes big delivery vans and whatnot. But having said that, they're a player. WKHS is just a $1 billion little tiny small cap stock. It's up another 19% today after being up 48% yesterday. Their annual sales right now, about $100,000, about $100,000, and it's a $1 billion stock. I see a little bit of 2000 and dot-com mania. Maybe we'll call it EV mania taking place in the market right now. In the meantime, the fuel cell stocks I saw Ballard, BLDP. Boy, that thing's been around forever as we wondered whether fuel cells would ever be a part of the energy mix. Ballard rocketed to new all-time highs yesterday as Roth Capital doubled their price target. That's BLDB. And the other one is Fuel Cell, F-C-E-L. I don't know if they're powering the Nikola and providing you with a nice cold drink of water while you're driving it. But it looks like the hydrogen fuel cell stocks. How about filling up your truck with water? Huh? How do you like that? And then being able to drink it when you get thirsty. Boy, I got a story I really like here when we come back on a stock that I think is one of the great stocks in the market today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's that time of day. It's that time in the show when we do the featured stock of the day. I think I got a great story here today. I really do. When I read the news on this stock this morning, I said, you know what? That's a good idea. They got something there. We'll see. But first I want to talk about the lead up. We have an opening act here today, warming up for the featured stock of the day. I see that BTIG lifts its price on Chipotle price target to $1,200 from $1,100. I continue to like Chipotle, and that stock continues to like me. Chipotle is over $1,000 per share. Everybody said I was crazy when I said it will get to over $1,000 per share. It's $1,046. But my featured stock of the day. Okay. We all know about Peloton, right? Peloton, their timing was good. They came along with a system for working out at home, and they apparently currently have 1.4 million members worldwide, which is okay, I mean, but it's not the biggest community out there. A much bigger community in my mind's eye is Lululemon. Lululemon operates and franchises 491 athletic apparel stores in U.S., Canada, Australia, U.K., New Zealand. To me, that's a much bigger community. So why do I all of a sudden have my eye on Lululemon again? They struck a deal to acquire an in-home fitness company called Mirror for $500 million. Mirror offers weekly live classes and thousands of on-demand workouts, as well as immersive one-on-one personal training. Well, I think that's the wave of the future. I mean, where is probably the worst place you could go right now, other than a bar on Chem Creek, than a gymnasium, right? You're working out, the locker room, you know, the Sharon towel, I don't know, the running machines, the equipment, the barbells. All this kind of stuff, it seems like working out at home is going to be a major player going forward. And Lululemon, for whatever reason, they have this community of loyal people that love their products. I can count the number of successful retail stores on one hand these days. And Lululemon, for whatever reason, would be at the top of my list. Now, the other observation I would make is I drove around town yesterday just looking at seeing where the people were and where they weren't. And they mostly weren't, okay? Many restaurants in our neck of the woods have closed back down again or gone to outside dining only. And I just see the retail shops, the small boutiques and retail shops, just a dearth of no clients whatsoever. Tough, tough times. But Lululemon's got that loyal following. It's the Apple of the exercise world. It's the in thing to do is Lululemon. They have a large community of people loyal to the brand. I see huge potential in this, okay? In buying Mirror for $500 million. How'd you like to be the guy that started Mirror? An in-home, as I was driving around, I noticed that all of these Pilates and yoga, there's nobody in them. That for the most part, at least in our neighborhood, closed down. Well, what about a community of women all over the world and men wearing their Lululemon, doing their stretches and their whatever else we do and you do watching in an interactive way on Mirror? Okay, well, Lululemon is breaking out today. I alerted, when I read this news, I alerted my live trading audience to the what was going on, and the analysts are weighing in on this industry rattling acquisition of Mirror. The deal is projected to generate $100 million in revenue this year. Heck, that's a half a year. There's only 6 months left, and maybe modestly accretive next year. Well, they're not too excited about it. Wedbush's Jen Redding has a neutral target on Lululemon. She has a $300 target price. The stock is trading at $315. Something's off there, Jan, in my opinion, over at Wedbush. My target price over the next 5 years on Lululemon is $590. And that was before Mirror came along. We'll make Lulu... check back in 5 years, would you? We'll make Lulu our featured stock of the day. It's ranked number 69 today. This is before the Mirror acquisition. Number 69 out of 5,230. Well, you know what? I'm not searching for big dividends. I'm looking for growth. Well, if I get a little dividend along the way, that's good. But I'm really looking at total return. That's the key. And, of course, we have different portfolios, different strokes for different folks, everything from the super safe bond portfolio, we make it as safe as we can, to the ultra-aggressive emerging growth portfolio, which has really taken off here recently, to things in between. And I've got my team here ready to help. You in your quest of getting to where you want to be, and you can have a chit-chat with them at GundersonCapital.com, set up a phone appointment with them. And if you're just a dye in the wool, do it yourself, or no problem. I've got the Best Stocks Now app, which is an invaluable tool for me, and I've got the weekly newsletter, and I've got the live trading subscriptions, where people follow me daily, waiting to get little tidbits, things that I unearth. That's my quest every day. I get into my fishing boat, put my waders on, binoculars out, polarizing glasses, seeing what's underneath the waters of the market on a daily basis. GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.